Welcome to Home Organizing for Beginners. I'm Tammy, your home organizing educator. Have you ever asked this question or maybe just thought these thoughts? How can I get organized when I am so busy? You guys, this is a very valid concern, and it's one that I've had in the past as well. I used to carve out entire days. I would take days off of work, or I would take an entire weekend, and I'd be like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and I am going to get all of these spaces organized. I have all of this time, so I know that I can do it. And I would be super motivated, and I'd be really pumped, and I would truly believe that I was going to get it all done. But then it was inevitable, and I would bite off way more than I could chew. And at the end of the day or at the end of the weekend, whatever time I carved out, I would find that I started all of this stuff, but I just wouldn't be finished. And then the things that I did get organized, they would never stay that way because I never really actually finished anything. Maybe I would even get stuck. That's happened too, right? I would get stuck partway through. I'd feel completely overwhelmed at the size of the task, and I'd simply give up, and I would never finish. I'd go back to work, and I'd be like, all right, I'll try another time. So if carving out huge blocks of time in your schedule to get organized isn't something that will work for you, then right-sizing your project will be a game changer. As someone who is or feels like they're just starting their home organizing journey, you want to be set up for lasting home organizing solutions, right? In order to make that happen, you'll have to do something different than you've done before or what society tells us. Instead of carving out huge blocks of time where you feel pressured to get it all done, you can right-size projects throughout your entire home organizing journey. In this episode, I'll share with you what right sizing means, why you must do so, and how to figure out the right size project to start with. So let's start with what it means to right size your home organizing project. Right sizing means that you break the areas down into manageable chunks. It's not rocket science. I'm sure you've probably figured that out, that that's what right sizing means. But what this allows you to do is really tackle each chunk from start to finish in one setting. So right sizing works with your schedule instead of completely upending it for days. And right sizing is a simple concept, and simple equals sustainable. So that's what it means to right size your project. But let's talk about what right sizing is not. It's not a cop out. It's not taking the easy way out. Just because you aren't making massive adjustments to your entire schedule and vowing to do an entire room or multiple rooms in one day does not mean you're doing it wrong. So why do you want to right-size your project? When you right-size your project, you're able to start and finish. This means that you'll build momentum, right? You're starting something, you're finishing something, you're putting measures in place to sustain what you're doing, and that means you're going to build momentum and be motivated to keep moving throughout your entire home. You're going to gain confidence in what you're doing because you're starting and finishing, and that means you're going to spend less time overall because you'll be getting it done instead of just worrying about when you'll have time to do it. And the overwhelm and pressure that you put on yourself basically melts away. So let me give you an example. Typically, we talk about organizing a space such as our office, but how much time would it take to organize your entire office? A full day, a weekend? Who knows for sure what all you're going to come across in that space, right? Instead of trying to get your entire office done all at once, which can be extremely overwhelming, you right-size the project by organizing just maybe your desk or a drawer or the shelves on your desk or a bookshelf, something like that. Again, the goal is not only to start, but finish as well. That means that you've sorted through all of the things, you've made all of the decisions on what you're going to do with those things, you've organized it, you've put measures in place to keep it that way. I'll be breaking down each of these steps. I call them sort, organize, and sustain. That'll be happening in upcoming episodes. Be sure you follow this podcast so that you get notification each week when a new episode is available. Now that you know what right sizing is and why you want to do so, let's determine the right size project for you to get started with. There are a few things that you want to consider. Your actual schedule is the top item you want to consider. Again, instead of carving out a huge block of time, an entire weekend, you want to be able to look at your schedule and say, hey, I think I'm going to have about a half an hour here or a half an hour there, or maybe even 10 minutes. You can get a right-sized chunk started, organized, and set up to stay organized in 10 minutes. You just have to be realistic. So I know what you're thinking. You're like, no way, that's not even possible. It really truly is when you're taking into consideration reality, what works for you, what works for your schedule, right? So you can tackle a small drawer in a 10-minute block of time. So again, start with how much time you actually have in your schedule today or tomorrow. Select an area in your home you'd like to tackle, and then break that down into a small enough chunk that you can get it done. The last thing to consider in selecting your right-sized home organizing project is who should be included in helping. You want to include those that utilize the space too. This is important because when you put measures in place to keep it organized, which is strategy 8, sustain, you need to know how the space is used. That's taking functionality into consideration. So if you're feeling as though this won't work for you, I'd recommend going back and listening to the last 4 episodes. I've summarized all 8 strategies that help you get off the hamster wheel of home organizing. That's where you wind up organizing the same spaces over and over and over again. Then in each of the last 3 episodes, I break down in detail strategy 1, a home organizing vision, strategy 2, a home organizing plan, and strategy 3, a decision strategy. Each of these strategies can be utilized by themselves, but they work best when they're done together and in order. So you can dive deeper into right-sizing your first home organizing project with me by your side. Sign up for the Secrets to Lasting Home Organization at homeorganizingforbeginners.com. Join me next week as we dive into strategy 5, pictures. I'll share what pictures to take, why to take them, and how you can manage them to optimize their effect on your home organizing journey. Thanks so much and have a great day. I hope we have the opportunity to get to know each other better.